This was my fourth year participating in the Appalachia Service Project, or ASP as we call it. We're divided into teams of seven people, two adults and five youth, and assigned to work on making an Appalachian family's home warmer, safer, and drier. It's sometimes called a mission trip, but I am more and more convinced that when you participate in something like this, you may think that you're going to help others, but it's really because God has something for you. That is certainly true for me. The thing that God had for me this year, the thing I find pretty much every year, is grace. Because, as you might have noticed, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And ASP is a perfectionist's nightmare. The homes that we work on are usually trailers on the hilly ground of a mountain holler, which means that nothing is plumb and nothing is square. Problems arise at every turn. Work plans are thrown into chaos. You can't help but wonder if it wouldn't be better just to raise the house and build a new one. But more to the point, I find that ASP strips you. We were together 24/7 for 9 days. 100 or so of us shared 6 showers, and we get very dirty. We slept on air mattresses in high school classrooms, sweating in the heat for the first few days while the air conditioning was out. There's nowhere to hide. You're away from the comforting familiarity of home, and on top of that, it's physically and emotionally exhausting. Any protection, any armor or mask, becomes too heavy to hold. The whole thing is a setup for screwing up. It never fails to bring me face to face with my flaws and inadequacies and brokenness. Every year, I think I'm going to do ASP a little better, but every single time, I found that I don't have any choice but to be my vulnerable, broken, painfully imperfect self. This year was particularly bad because on the drive down to West Virginia, not even at the work site, I scratched my eye. And then I got debris in that same eye on the work site. And because of the limited options for medical care, I ended up in the ER and left with an eye patch. I'm probably not doing a great job of recruiting right now. But here's the thing. I think this may actually be the point. Perhaps in Luke's gospel more than any of the others, we see just how much God's ways of working upend and offend our expectations. The hungry will be filled with good things, and the rich will be sent away empty. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their lives for my sake will find it. Whoever wants to be great must be servant of all. And today's gospel is no exception, particularly this parable. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, Jesus says. Immediately, my mind goes to all of those other wedding parables. Parables that end with refused invitations, with slammed doors, with weeping and gnashing of teeth. But Jesus continues, "Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will serve them." One preacher described it this way. He will come in a hilarious mood. He will not come with sober assessments of past performance or with grim orders for future exertions. Rather, he will come with a song in his tipsy heart, a chilled bottle of Dom Perignon in each tail of his coat, and the breakfast to end all breakfasts in his hands, bacon, sausage, grits, home fries, and eggs, sunny side up. We are primed to think that we need to earn our way into God's good graces. The way our world works tells us that there's no such thing as a free lunch, let alone a free breakfast from the Son of Man. We have to earn it. Work for it, win it, qualify, make the cut. It's up to you to get yourself saved. But the psalmist says, There is no king that can be saved by a mighty army. The strong man is not delivered by his great strength. We cannot save ourselves. Jesus says, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It's as simple as that. A gift. Pure, astonishing grace. And that is why I love ASP. Because every single year, I go imagining that this is the year I will do it right. This year, I will perfectly balance professionalism and authenticity, silliness and seriousness. I will be unfailingly kind and caring. I will be a perfect adult leader. And every single year, I fail miserably. And when I do, if I can look up from my failure, I find myself on the receiving end of such grace. This year, it took the form of a community of youth and adults who took care of me, driving me to the ER and the ophthalmologist, calling doctors, trying hopelessly to book me an appointment somewhere, buying me food, and dozens of them checking in to see how I was doing. And astonishingly, sometimes that grace even works through me, inadequate, imperfect, broken me. Sometimes other people find that grace in me. It is exactly in the midst of all that inadequacy and imperfection that I can finally see the free grace. Perfection, as it turns out, was never God's hope or desire for us. The Christian journey is not about self-actualization or achieving some ideal, but about opening our arms and our eyes to the grace available right now, right in the midst of the mess. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thanks be to God.